Don't try to say real estate, man, because it's confusing. But if you holler maintenance, that resonates with them. It gives them the perception that you are not an authority. If you hear someone, tell them to come on out, and all you want to do is have them leave. If they look homeless, offer places to help them.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's episode is How to Safely Remove Squatters. Now, this subject came up because we're getting ready to go through some very, very extreme cold weather in my town. And maybe you're getting ready to have that too in your town, or you already have. But the thing about squatters, there's nothing good about them. They start fires and they can burn your property down and just cause you all kinds of frustration and pain and grief and everything else. So jot down some notes here if you got them handy. And we're going to break this down into three sections. And first is going to be personal safety, then prevention, and then how to enter, like, the front door. So you're going to like this. And I'm going to combine my experience plus my law enforcement background, being a retired police detective here in Louisville, Kentucky. And so all of these things combined hopefully will get you some good results. And prevention is where it's at. So let's get into rule number one. Rule number one. Personal safety before entering. This, my friends, is a must, okay? And many of us, being mom and pop investors like myself, we've got our family members involved in our business. I know I had my daughters answering the phone when they were in high school. So be very, very careful with this and personal safety before entering. I can't stress that enough. There's not one piece of property on this planet anywhere that is worth seeing a family member, a loved one, one of your employees or staff getting hurt or worse from squatters. Okay, so personal safety is first. Here's some tools. I went on a Google machine earlier before I got on here, and you can get an ink pen video camera. That's right. It's an ink pen video camera that you can clip in your pocket, and it has a video camera with audio. It records everywhere you go. Go to Google Machine, get it for $17 and make that mandatory. You're going to turn it on when you start to walk up to the property there. I also recommend clip on a big badge. So you don't have to get something super fancy made up. But if you ever gone to like a conference seminar and they got those things hanging around your neck and it's got about a 3x5 or 4x6 card. And it might have your name, where you're from, blah, blah, blah. Well, see if you can't round up one of them plastic badge holders like that and make sure it has a clip. So you can just clip it on your jacket, your shirt, whatever, and put it on like that bright lime green paper that it looks like it's got batteries in it. And just real simple, just put video recording in progress. Nothing fancy, no logos or anything, just video recording in progress. You clip that on your shirt, okay? Don't cover up your ink pen, though. Your recorder, but put it on the other side of your shirt or your jacket or what have you. And all it says is video recording in progress. So that'll announce loudly in case you bump into somebody. Okay. The other thing is pepper spray. And that's pretty expensive, but I tell you what, I like the wasp and hornet spray just as well. And it'll go 30 feet. So you can be like Dog the Bounty Hunter on there. A very bright LED flashlight. And they also make, and I know women's going to say I'm nuts, but they also make these little headlamps that you strap on your head and looks like a little miniature miner's cap or something. So, you know, if you feel comfortable wearing that, but get a very bright flashlight. What I'm trying to do is to have these tools to where you got your hands free. That's the goal. Okay. And always, always, always call someone and tell them where you are before you get out of your car or truck to go check out a property. Okay. And it really doesn't matter what kind of property it is. We're talking personal safety here. You got a dash cam camera? There's many of these that we can buy and add on. And you know, it's got a suction cup to go on your windshield or your rear view mirror or something like that. Some of them rotate. So if you pull up in front of the house or whatever, maybe do a space back or two and rotate that camera over to catch the front yard of that property you're getting ready to go walk into. Next up, women. Okay. Women, I shouldn't have laughed. Please, please, please avoid going alone. Okay. You've probably seen on the news and newspaper and all that over the last 5-8 years or something. A bunch of them's happened in my town, but a nice looking lady, real estate agent. This was out in the Midwest somewhere. She got a phone call. Fella wanted to see a nice listing, a nice house that she had listed, several hundred thousand dollars. And she tells her hubby, well, I'm going to go show this house. She goes over there by herself. Long story short, she gets raped and killed, and they find her purse and everything's still in the car. You don't want any of that to happen. So women, please, please avoid going alone. Okay. Next up into personal safety is find out places that can help the homeless. Okay. So squatters are probably most of the time they're homeless, but think about this. If you've got a soup kitchen or somebody that does, like we got a Wayside Christian Mission, well, we'll get the name and address of those places so that if and when you do confront somebody, you have a solution to their problem so they can get in out of the cold weather and things like that. Right. Now, before entering, I want you to go knock on each of the neighbors' doors, especially if you haven't been down there a while, and ask questions of the neighbors. Hey, have you seen anything going on here? I've seen people going in and out, this and that. And it just might give you a little more information, and they know that you're there. Yeah, they'll know that you're there too, so that's good. And then before entering, not only knock on both the neighbors' doors, but walk around the entire property. And if there's an alley in the back, drive around the property, go down the street and go down the alley. And when you walk around the entire property, if you're planning on entering through the front door, go to the back door and make sure it's open, okay? And if you have to, unlock it, prop it open, and you can clang and bang all you want to on that back door. And I'll tell you why here in a minute. So be loud, make noise when opening that back door. So when you make a racket and they hear you, they're tempted to scatter just like roaches to get out of there. Okay. So we got to have a way to get out because the last thing you want is them running over you. So rule number two in prevention. Okay. We haven't talked about going inside the place yet. Let's talk about prevention. So make your property the most cumbersome so they pick another property to squat. Huh. So that means make yours not as attractive. Okay, and here's an example I can give you. Outside air conditioning units, when the metal prices go up, they start stealing them, right? Well, here's how I solved that problem in my town. I got custom bumper stickers I made up at Zoo Printing, and I got a bumper sticker that has the police logo on it, and it says, you're being video recorded with set cam and all this other stuff. And so we put those bumper stickers, not on the top, because you got to be standing over the top of that air conditioning unit to see the bumper sticker. Put it on the sides where they can see it down between the houses or from the street or from the alley. It's okay to put more than one on there. So put them bumper stickers on there where it can be seen from the street. And then get Dusk to Dawn LED super bright motion activated lights. Now I say super bright. They sell LED lights out there, guys. It's got 3 or 4 of them in there and you couldn't even see inside of it looking in the kitchen drawer. They're so dim. Make sure you get the super bright ones. And yeah, you can go Googling and Amazon shopping and stuff and find them, okay? And get the motion activated lights and put them up there where they can't reach them. And it's a one-time setup and boom, there it goes. The one I had in my other home, it had the motion sensor and you could set the timing on it and this and that. And it had 2 big LED floodlights thing and I could point them wherever I wanted. Those are good. And remember, once again, roaches, they don't like bright lights, so they take off and scatter. I've also used fake cameras with a blinking red light. Now, you can get those for like $5 a piece when you buy a set of 4 of them, and you put like a 9-volt battery in it, and you mount it, and it's got a goofy little cable. It looks like it's wired into the house or something, and it's got a blinking red light. If you're in a high thievery neighborhood, those things would work, okay? And then get alarm stickers and put them on all windows and doors. Okay. So wherever you buy those fake camera lights from Google, going Googling, that same place, I promise you, will sell window decals that you could put in every window and door. Also, okay, try to get those little aluminum alarm signs that you can place in the front yard. ADT has them, Simply Safe has them, CARE has them, and you could probably go online somewhere and buy that. But if you stick it in the front yard, okay, I promise you, squatters, they would rather pick an empty house that does not have an alarm system than one that does. So the next up, you could do on these air conditioning units. Yeah, you could do cages, but they cost about $300 a piece. And here's the sad part. Good metal thieves, they can field dress that air conditioning unit while it's still inside the cage. So that's really not going to cure it. And then get my scam alert warning poster, bright yellow, and make sure you've got that in the front of the house, like inside the door or the picture window where they can see it easily from the front of the house, and put one in the back of the house. Now you can use those, and that will help with squatters as well. Now, another thing as far as prevention goes, you're going to ask, but Mike, what about a real alarm system? Well, the only one that I have found that's pretty daggone effective is the Simply Safe. Now, they cost about $300 for a system, but all you need is electric power, and you can hide the place, the power thing or wherever, up in the attic or in a closet somewhere, and you can put whatever kind of sensors you want, motion sensor, glass breakage. You could go on, but the system, and you can get cameras with it too. The system costs around $300. You can set it up within an hour. And what I like about it is it's $15 a month, gives you users like a dedicated cell phone line. So even if you have the electric turned off, okay, you don't have to pay for internet connection and all that garbage. You just, and it's portable. You can take this Simply Safe and just use it on your turnovers or rehabs as you have them on different properties. So that's prevention. Now, next up, entering the front door. Okay, well, one more thing I want to put on prevention is you can call your local police department, and it depends on what town you're in and the attitude of the politicians and the police department stuff. But if you live in a place where taxpayers are number one, well, then you can call the police department and tell them, hey, I've got a house over here that I'm working on, I'm rehabbing. Could you guys check on it? And it's vacant, and I don't want to get my cabinet stolen or materials or things like that. And I know that when I was a policeman, of course, it's been a long time ago, they would call them house checks. Okay, so we got house checks, people going on vacation, people going to be gone for a while, in the hospital, funerals, whatever. So bring that up to the police department, and you might get lucky, and they'll check on your property for you. That would be good. Now, lastly, the third part. Now you're going to enter the property. Okay, always try to do it with the front door. So before you go in, turn on your ink pen video recorder in your shirt pocket so it records everything. Don't hold that ink pen thing in your hand. You've got too much to hold already. You're going to see what happens. Now, if you've got pepper spray, when you enter the front door, I recommend to have that pepper spray in your hand with your thumb or finger or whatever on the trigger, ready to go. And if you don't have pepper spray, well, then use that wasp and hornet spray. That thing will shoot 30 feet. You can feel like Dog the Bounty Hunter. You probably get a holster for it too. All right. And when you walk in the front door, okay, what should you say? Well, if you're not police, don't holler police. Okay. But don't try to say real estate lady, real estate man, anything like that, because it's confusing. But if you holler maintenance, they know what that is. Okay. That works. Okay. And I've tried researching different phrases or words, but if you say maintenance, man, that just resonates with them. And here's why it helps you. Here's how it helps you. Yeah, you could holler something else, but this works great because it gives them the perception that you are not an authority. You're not authority. You're just like one of them in their mind. So you're not a cop. You're not the owner. You're not somebody's pissed at them. You're just hollering maintenance. And then they won't have a tendency to attack you or feel like they're going to get violated or something like that. So if you hear someone after hollering maintenance, tell them to come on out, and all you want to do is have them leave. You're just maintenance. I just want you to leave. If they look homeless, offer places to help them, because now they won't get an attitude towards you. If you act like a jerk to them, which we want to, that's our tendency. Well, guess what's going to happen? You're not sitting down there in that property 24 hours a day. If you act like a jerk and treat them like one, well, they're going to come back and trash your place. That's how they get revenge. Okay. So they won't necessarily steal something. They'll bust out all the windows and damage your cabinets and all that kind of stuff. So want to make sure that you have your property clear. I want you to check everywhere. Rooms, closets, basements. Look under the stairs. Okay. If you have an upstairs. Look in the closets. If you got those things that go into the attic, you know, a little knee wall or something, look in there. But once you clear, secure the property, lock all the doors front and back, and now you're safely inside and you can do your thing, whether it's taking pictures, measuring for materials, whatever, okay? Or waiting for somebody to show up to do a showing. But those are some things that can help you stay safe and your family members and your staff, and especially during this extreme cold weather. So our next episode that we're going to get on is Inspections Made Simple. You're going to like that one. And to get all of this and more, okay, you can get it at mikebutler.com. To watch, listen to the previous episodes I mentioned earlier, you can go to 5hourrealestateweek.com. It's got a whole list of them there. And if you're getting started, just go to episodes 1 through 10. It's like a mini course on how to get started in real estate. And as I do every time, I need your help, okay? Here's how you can help me. If you like what you're learning, please click the follow button or the subscribe button somewhere and share my podcast with your fellow investors. And also, buy my number one bestseller book, Landlording on Autopilot. It's on Amazon. And you can sign up for my free prior lunch investor trainings. They happen every Tuesday at noon at mikebutler.com. Adios. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.